At the heart of this Sunday's Feast of the Presentation, we hear the righteous man proclaim, "Your word has been fulfilled." Discover more next on Breaking the Bread. Today's feast marks the presentation of the Lord Jesus in the temple, just 40 days after he was born. As the firstborn, he belonged to God. And yet, according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph were called to take him to the temple to redeem him with 5 shekels. At the same time, the law required the child's mother to offer a sacrifice in order to overcome the ritual impurity brought about by childbirth. So the feast we celebrate shows a curious turn of events. The Redeemer seems to be redeemed. She who is all pure presents herself to be purified. Such is the humility of our God. Such is the humility of the Blessed Virgin. They submit to the law even though they are not bound by it. However, the gospel story nowhere mentions Jesus' redemption, but seems to describe instead a religious consecration, such as a priest might undergo. St. Luke tells us that Jesus is presented in the temple, using the same verb that St. Paul uses to describe the offering of a sacrifice in Romans 12, verse 1. Another parallel is the Old Testament dedication of Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 1 to the temple as a priest under Eli. The drama surrounding Jesus' conception and birth began in the temple when the angel visited Mary's kinsman, Zechariah the priest. And now the story of Jesus' infancy comes to a fitting conclusion, again, in the Jerusalem temple. All the readings today concern Jerusalem, the temple, and the sacrifices. The first reading comes from the prophet Malachi, who called the priest to return to faithful service and foretold a day when the Messiah would arrive with definitive purification of the priesthood. Likewise, the psalm announces to Jerusalem that the holy city is about to receive a great visitor. The psalmist identifies him as the Lord of hosts, the King of glory. Christ now arrives as the long-awaited priest and redeemer. Indeed, he is the sacrifice as well. As his life will show, he is the temple itself. Think about these things, pray about them, and ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate your hearts. This is Scott Hahn for Breaking the Bread.
Breaking the Bread is a production of the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology. If you'd like to receive Dr. Hahn's reflections on the Sunday Mass readings via email, you can sign up at stpaulcenter.com.